Listen, girls, sometimes you just gotta mind your own business. Mind your own business. That statement used to be so rude, and now I catch myself saying it to myself, to my kids, to my friends pretty often. Like, just mind your own business. Why are you trying to be up in everybody's business all the time? And then people wonder why there's drama, right? Like, I'm trying to stay over here as far away as I can from drama. I don't want any part of it. I'm trying to keep my mind pure and good. I'm trying to just meditate on the Lord and His word and things that He says about me and my family and you, right? Just meditate to discipline my thoughts, to hold my thoughts captive. I don't need to be participating in everybody else's drama. The other thing about minding your own business is, minding your own business means I don't really care what you think about me. Again, I know saying that sounds so rude, but I'm not overly concerned about what your thoughts are about me, what your opinion is about me. Because listen, everyone's always going to have an opinion. Everyone's always going to have something to say. I mean, even look at Jesus. He was holy. He was perfect. He was blameless. He had no sin. They persecuted him. They murdered him. They put him on the cross, and he did nothing wrong but love people. And so people are always going to have something to say. They're going to have something to say about the way you should do it, about the way you shouldn't do it, about the friends you should hang out with, about what you should wear, how you should do your hair. People are always going to have an opinion. They're always going to think that they know better. Mind your own business. Don't get overly concerned or involved with other people's opinions about you. That's why you need to have a personal relationship with God. You need to know God's word. And then secondly, you need to know yourself. You need to love yourself. And if you love God, knowing that you're made in the like image of God, then you will love yourself. Listen, God created you. He made you. Exactly how you look is exactly how He intended you to look. I know the world might tell you that you are not pretty because you don't look like the girls on Instagram. But God made you uniquely beautiful exactly as how He intended you to look. That's what He did. And so you have to find things about yourself that are beautiful. And sometimes they're not going to start with being physical. They're going to start with being internal. You know, I remember meeting a girl. I was in my 20s, and she was like an average looking girl according to worldly standards. There was nothing extraordinary about her. She dressed plain. She looked kind of plain. She didn't put makeup on. You know, her hair was always kind of straggly. But you know what? That girl was the most beautiful girl I've probably ever met. Because her inner beauty was so beautiful. It was contagious. It was like this girl was so confident and so sure in everything that she was. Beauty. She just radiated beauty. And as soon as she opened her mouth and you got to talking with her and laughing with her, she had this charisma about her that you were just naturally drawn in and you were naturally attracted to. But if you saw her just walking down the street, you wouldn't naturally turn your head a second time and go, wow, that girl's gorgeous. Because by worldly standards, she was just average. She was just another girl. But as soon as you got talking to her and getting to know her, she had so much passion and love for God and so much passion and love for life that you couldn't help but smile when you were around her. You just couldn't help it. And you were just drawn into her personality. You were drawn into her spirit. And sometimes I have to remind myself of that when I'm not feeling like I look my best. And I'm like, right? On those days where you're like, whoa, like my hair's just not, it's not working out. My makeup's just, I'm just not feeling it. I'm tired. Got some bags underneath my eyes, right? I have to remind myself that my physical beauty isn't what makes me beautiful. My inner beauty, my spirit, it's what makes me beautiful. And as long as Jesus, the Holy Spirit that lives inside of me, can shine through my physical body, people will find me to be beautiful, even though I don't really, you know, I don't need their validation, right? That's not really what I'm going for. I'm just trying to mind my own business. But at the same time, remembering that makes me feel better is like, it's not always about what I have on. It's not always about my physical appearance. What is about that never ages, that is timeless, is the spirit that lives within me. The charisma, the beauty, the laughter, the love, the kindness, the generosity, the thoughtfulness. That's what lives on forever. So I'm just trying to tell you to mind your own business. Don't get wrapped up in what people think or say about you. Don't get wrapped up about what Sally did with her friends last weekend, whether it was wrong or right. You're not in a position to judge people. You're not in a position to talk bad about people. Now, sometimes, I'm not going to sit here and lie to you. Sometimes I catch myself on that. Sometimes somebody will do something around me and deal with a certain situation that I'm like, what was that? And I'm all talking to my husband like, I can't believe that they said that, or I can't believe that they did that. And my husband and I have to hold each other accountable and say, you know what? We don't know the whole story. We don't know the situation. They might have been completely justified to act like that or to say that. Who are we? So we have to hold each other accountable to say, you know what, baby? We don't got all the facts. Let's just mind our own business and keep it moving. Let's just strive for ourselves to be better each and every day. So my whole prayer every single day now, of course, there's a lot more to my prayer, but this is what definitely one part is, God, Holy Spirit, help me discipline my thoughts and discipline my tongue. Give me the wisdom to know when I need to open my mouth and share something of value, or when I need to keep it shut and not say it at all. And it's hard. Right? Because your flesh all day is like, oh, I'm just going to say that. I'm just going to do that. No. I'm going to discipline my thoughts. I'm not going to think about that. That's negative. That's going to destroy everything I'm trying to build up. And I'm definitely not going to say it, because it's not fruitful. It's not of value. So James chapter 1, verse 19. It says, so then, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath, for the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Gosh, we could spend a whole 30, 40 minutes just breaking all of that down. But the part I want you to remember is to be quick to hear. Swift to hear. Become a better listener. Be slower to speak, slower to react, slower to get angry, slower to take offense. The better listener you become, you start processing your thoughts and you become slower to speak that thought until you've actually been able to identify in your mind, is this something that's going to be speak life over someone or death? This is like a lifelong practice. I really wish, I'm telling you, man, I wish so desperately that I had a mentor, a teacher, a pastor, a minister, someone in my life when I was a teenager that was teaching me God's word and God's principles, and that I was disciplined enough to work on it every single day. Because if I was my age now and that was the case, man, I wouldn't even have to be saying to myself, mind your own business, because it would just be a part of my character, right? So my issue is, my husband and I will be in a disagreement, because yes, that happens. That's normal. We're in a disagreement and he's telling me something and I'm already like upset and he's trying to speak, but he can't even get a full sentence out before I'm already thinking like what I'm going to say in response to it. So now I'm not even listening to what he's saying. I'm only focused on how I'm going to respond. And usually it's in some sarcastic way that's just not productive at all. And so the more I'm learning that if I'm just quiet and I focus on listening, what is he saying? No matter how much I might disagree with what he's saying, right? I'm still listening. And then I'm processing. And I'm like, okay, how do I respond to that now without anger, without offense, right? I am telling you right now, it is the most incredible, beautiful thing to be able to become disciplined enough to become a better listener and speak slower with purpose. And it literally ties directly into minding your own business. Because what are you speaking? What are you too consumed about other people speaking about you? Because here's the deal, is if you know who you are in Christ, you're not worried about what anybody else thinks, says, or feels about you because you're in Christ. Like, you know who you are. You know your purpose. You know your destiny. You love yourself. I'm telling you, word for the wise, word for the wise, mind your own business. Number one. Number two, read it for yourself. James chapter 1, verse 19. It actually said qualities needed in trials, because Lord knows there is a lot of different trials that we face all the time. He is equipping us. He's giving us counsel. He's giving us wisdom, knowledge. Do this. Try it. And then mind your own business all school year this year. Just take it day by day if you need to, week by week, month by month. But challenge yourself to mind your own business. Challenge yourself to become a better listener and become more slow to speak, so you're not speaking out of anger or offense. Your tongue speaks life or death. Man. Whole another podcast. Mind your own business. Bye.